The main road through the Kintampo township is to be transformed into a dual carriageway. The road is currently a single carriageway. The Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu, told Parliament that the contractor to execute the dual carriage project is awaiting authorization from the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning to begin work. He was answering a question on the state of the road posed by the MP for Kintampo North, Stephen Kunsu. Our parliamentary correspondents Stephen Kweye and Augustus Akwee continue the story.
The Kintampo area in the Bunaf region is a major source of food produce. The road through the township connects to another food basket, Techiman. The state of this major road is therefore of prime concern to many. The Minister for Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu, said the African Development Bank is funded the ongoing asphalting of the Techiman-Kintampo road. He said the entire 5-kilometer stretch of the Kintampo town roads will be upgraded. Before the minister took the floor, the majority chief whip, Gershon Bediame, presented the business statement for next week. When the MP for Fija Setra West, Albert Kandapa, realized that the committee working on the Right to Information Bill was not settled to present their report next week, he expressed his concerns.
Much to my disappointment, the Right of Information Bill is not captured in this week's business statement, apparently because the committee is still working on it. Madam Speaker, this bill has been with the committee for 2 years. And Madam Speaker, this is a bill which is considered so essential for our fight against corruption in this country. We cannot allow the committee to hold on to it for all these years. They cannot hold all of us and the nation to ransom the way they have.
The Vice Chair of the Joint Committee of Communication and Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, Herod Kobna, said at their last meeting, it was decided that they would meet again in 2 weeks to continue to work on the bill. The House expects to grant four ministers audience next week. They are the Ministers for Energy, the Interior, Finance and Economic Planning, and Roads and Highways.
That report was filed by our parliamentary correspondents Stephen Kweye and Augustus Akwee.